Hello and welcome to Daddy Blog, the video weblog of one idiot stumbling through fatherhood. It's like a mommy blog, but for dads. I'm Nate Chaplin, I guess I'll be your daddy this evening. I don't know, I'm still ironing out the intro here. Welcome to Daddy Blog, I'm your blog daddy, Nate Chapel. Yeah, I like that. So I've been following a couple mommy blog style Instagram accounts lately because of my commitment to lifelong learning and the fact that I truly have no idea what I'm doing. But because they're mommy bloggers, a lot of the posts are about makeup, which is why I look so radiant right now. So I wanted to say thanks, first of all. But they never talk about the things guys want to talk about, like football and beanbag chairs and crypto. Am I getting that right? Anyways, that's why I'm making Daddy Blog. You wouldn't understand it. It's a daddy thing. I mean, maybe you would if you're a daddy. Anyway, so let's talk about guy stuff. I've been crying a lot while watching Survivor lately. Now, I've really been plowing through episodes, so it's not like a high percentage of episodes that are making me weepy. It's actually pretty much just one episode per season, so about one episode a day. It's the family visit episode where one member of each of the contestants' families come to the island to visit them. And I always cry when a woman's dad is the family visit. Because I can't help but imagine it as my daughter Wes and me, and when I do, I guess I just get emotional because I should be the one playing. She never would have even seen Survivor if it wasn't for me. Plus, she's way too young. Now, who am I kidding? I'm crying because I know she'd never pick me as her visit. She'd probably pick Christy at daycare. So Viv's maternity leave ended. She went back to work, went back upstairs. We'll miss her down here for sure, but we might get to see her in the break room, the kitchen, for lunch, which is nice. But with Viv gone, there's a new mama in town, and his name is Dad. I'm well-loved, but not respected. I'm kind of the Rodney Dangerfield of my family. Wes hugged me the other day and said, "You're my favorite kiddo." Which was really sweet at first, but then sort of started to seem condescending, like she sees me as, at best, a peer. But I think that's actually about right. I'm a great playmate. But hey, kid, let me know when your other playmates start cleaning the shit off your butt. And actually, do let me know if they start doing that, because I don't think that's right. Wes has been hitting me a lot lately. Not really when she's mad at me, but more as a goof. It's not really my favorite thing, if I'm being honest. I mean, sometimes it is funny. Like the first time she tried to punch me. Well, she did, technically. But she didn't know what she was doing, so she just made a fist and ran at me with her arm fully extended. Like we were just jousting or something. I mean, she made contact, but just because I was so confused, I thought she was showing me her fist, like there was a cut on it or something. I fell for the old look at my fist trick. What is this, amateur hour? I would like her to stop hitting me, though. I mean, it's hard because I'm so strong and tough that it doesn't really hurt when she hits me with her little puny hands. And it's even hard to mind because of my extreme strength. No, what hurts is when she says, "Go away, please, Daddy," 6 or 8 times a day because she's, you know, being so polite. So that's nice, I guess, but the other part isn't quite so nice. But it's not like I want to hang out with her a lot of the time anyway, you know? I've got hobbies, like loading the dishwasher and doing laundry and unloading the dishwasher. The baby's been pissed at me, too. I'm not sure what his complaint is, but I get the feeling he wants to talk to my manager. But guess what, Adrian? My manager just went back to work. So I'm the manager on duty. I mean, I'm not. Don't let Viv hear that. But AD doesn't have to know that. Nor does he. Or much of anything, for that matter. I asked him his shoe size the other day, and he didn't know. How do you not know your own shoe size? I just had to guess, so I ended up going with a men's size 15. So now that's what he sleeps in. I just tuck him in there with a little shoehorn, lace him up tight, pull the little tongue up to his chin. It's pretty cute. He's actually the only one getting sleep around here. Viv's had an average of like 9 minutes of sleep per month for the last 3 months. And Wes has been having a tough time falling asleep at bedtime, and I have been having a hard time falling asleep while Wes is pounding desperately at her bedroom door and screaming, "Daddy, come in! Daddy, where are you? I miss you! Daddy, come in!" That's my sleep disorder, Wes-induced insomnia. So we're back to sleep training. And if sleep training sounds crazy to you, it feels crazy also. It's basically just calmly going in over and over again, like a crazy person saying time for bed and tucking them in over and over. So we're hitting the old sleep gym, and apparently we're going for tone and not bulk because we're doing a lot of reps. First night I went in 33 times. It's an endurance sport, this sleeping thing. I mean, I guess you gotta do it for like 8 hours at a time, or so I've heard. I'm more of a sprint sleeper at the moment. But that first night especially seemed like a marathon because Wes shit herself halfway through. And I've heard that marathon people do that too, which I think is super gross. And that's why I don't run marathons. Well, everybody, I think I've complained enough for one Daddy Blog entry. Share this with your parent friends if you have kids, and if you're a little baby, share it with your parents' friends. This has been a Daddy Blog, and I'm your blog daddy, Nate Chappell. I want all you parents out there to look in the mirror, stand up straight, and remind yourself that you are powerful. Because you have the power to really fuck these kids up. Don't blow it. Bye-bye.